Thank you, Lord.
Forgive me if I break down, please, because I wasn't expecting to have the emotion I got right now. Because I didn't want it to be heavy. But I wanted to come to all of you, my sisters and my brothers, and I want to thank you for all the prayers. Because the one thing I don't want to focus on today is death. But I want you to know that you guys did a good job. Okay? That nobody's a failure. That in sports, when they go to the Olympics, they don't aim for the bronze medal. They aim for the gold. So when we're praying for somebody that's sick, we aim for the gold. Whether we get the gold or not, we have been victorious. Amen. We're practicing. We're practicing for the big things to come. Hallelujah. For the lame that are going to walk and the blind that are going to see. And we are not going to be failures, and we're not going to talk of failure, because we're victorious in Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me one scripture that I feel wraps it all up, and it's 1 Corinthians 16:13. It says, watch, stand fast, or persevere in the faith, be brave, be strong, and let all that you do be done in love. And I know that all the prayers that went up in this church were done in love, and we felt it when we were in the hospital with Annie. And we don't understand why sometimes people aren't healed. But I think she was tired because she had a heart problem that none of us knew about. And I think she needed to go rest a while. Mm-hmm. And we're victorious.
That's right.
Okay, so now we're going to go to Ephesians. We want to put on the whole armor of God when we pray. Amen. Every day. That you might be able to stand, there's that word again, against the wiles of the devil. Persevere against the wiles of the devil. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the day. Withstand is to oppose or to resist. Did you know that when they're fighting wars overseas and an enemy comes into a territory, who fights against them? The resistance. And that's what you were. We were resisting against the enemy. And God wants us to be that army of resistors. We know that the devil is the one who comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And he take one of our siblings or our children or someone, because he's really after your faith. He's not after that person. He could care less about that person. But he wants to steal our faith. And if we can come out of this stronger in our faith, more bold than a lion, then we are effective. Because Annie won. It's a win-win for her. She closed her eyes here and opened them up in front of Jesus. And Mom and Dad were up there welcoming her in. And I'm excited. You know, we our flesh sorrows, but in our spirits, we're victors because of what Jesus did. And overcomers, what do they receive? The crown of life and everlasting life. Because we're victorious in Jesus, because he gave us that at the cross. He overcame death, hell, and the grave. And if we can take the ugliness out of death by the way we do funerals, we'll make it. And I think we did that. We all went with Packers and Badger stuff on. And Annie had a Badger blanket on one side and a Packer blanket on the other. Not to exalt that over Jesus, but that was the love of her life. That was what she liked, and so that's what we gave her. And she had the most beautiful flowers. And we're going to go on. But I just want you to know that it's all good. God is good. And he doesn't expect us to be, he's the one that brings everything about. We just need to be obedient in prayer. And we're going to go for the gold every time. Amen. Until it's over. And I thank you very much in Jesus' name.